It's 1978, right?
You got it. It's been that for a
while. It's January. Now, what day is it?
It's the 14th.
But, I mean, what actual day?
Saturday.
Is it?
Yeah. That's a standard tour problem, though. That happens when you're out there.
That happens to me all the time. When I'm at home, I don't even know what day it is.
You're traveling by car, right? You're not flying around the country, are you?
No, we're traveling by coach.
Stagecoach? Bus. That's what you mean, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's what you mean.
We have a different lingo for it.
Yeah.
You call it a bus.
You know what I mean? A bit of the apples and pears and there's your father.
We do have
the
different lingo.
The only reason I'm here is because these fools are going to buy me a leather jacket, so hurry up and
you went for it, huh? You got bribed?
And they're going to buy me some good things.
You can go if you want to.
Oh, all right then.
I could go right in your mouth.
I talked to her. I tried to be reasonable with the woman.
Oh, no, you are being reasonable. I'm just telling you that anytime you want to,
you know, you're being selfish, and so am I, and I want my jacket immediately. You'll get it when you get to the mic.
Bribery! I can't believe this. Is this the way it's been all the way across the country?
Look, you're gathering. They're forcing me into it. I don't like this at all.
You're gathering a.
No one forces us into anything. We don't take orders. Oh no, you don't.
Oh yes, I do.
Tell me.
If I had a jacket, I'd sell my soul.
All right, tell me about going across the country, and you've probably got one sleeve of the jacket.
Huh? What?
Tell me what's been going on. What traveling across the country's been like.
Okie skank, from bank to bank.
Going in a Greyhound bus.
Why are you so trigger happy?
It's a lot better.
Every little thing you see go twing. Shut your blood clot, mummy, cut you to rest.
Shut up, Sydney.
All right, don't want to talk about traveling. Tell me about what happened with A&M and EMI.
I don't know what happened with EMI, but A&M cancelled our contract because, like, they put us in a limousine and we didn't like it. And me and him beat up the, you know, Paul, our drummer. We got in a fight. We were all like, we'd like drunk like a 2 liter of a bottle that size of 80% proof vodka each, and like a half a bottle of brandy and whiskey and stuff, and like we were a bit out of it, and like we got in a fight in the car, and like we smashed each other's heads in. Steve nearly broke my legs. He twisted my legs around and nearly broke
them. That ain't the real reason they got rid of us.
And then he punched.
That ain't the real reason at all. We don't know the real reason, but I bet they're sorry now, huh?
Yeah. And Malcolm came up to the studio when we were rehearsing, and he said, your contract's been cancelled. And we said, ha, 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 ha. And we all went out and had a drink and laughed our heads off over it, because we don't care.
No, we do all our own recordings. We pay for all our own recordings, and then we sell the tapes to the record company. That way they can't fleece us wicked.
And you have control
over
it too.
If anyone does the fleecing, it's us.
Yes.
Is there a particular reason why you're not playing some of the larger... You're not playing Los Angeles or New York, or...?
There's a very definite reason, in that all those places are such obvious sellouts.
No, I'd like to play... I would personally
yes,
like to...
next time round, but, like, who plays down south to those poor bastards, if that's allowed?
That's all right.
Everybody hates them.
Yeah, so, like, we figured
so
that,
we went
like...
down there and found out they were all right. In fact, they're probably more honest than they are up here.
So we thought, like... We'll go there and, like, no one else would go there, but we
There's
will.
Nothing wrong with cowboys.
Rules are made to be broken, right? When there are no more rules or categorizations, when there are no more niggers or whites, or when there's just people, when there's no more punks, when there's no more dirt, that is when things are going to be okay. And, like, we'll probably be dead in, like, 2 years, me and him.
Yes, let me just mention here, folks, that if there are any small children who go to church listening, it's just possible a word or two might slip
should
on the air that they...
That's right.
That's right. Go to sleep.
Yeah,
that's yes,
and
wake up now.
Listen to records for a while if you would find this offensive, friends. Yeah, that's a disclaimer. Now we're covered. You guys want to talk to some of the folks on the phone who want to talk to the Sex Pistols?
The lines, yeah. The lines are all lit up.
986-6244 if you can get in. Let's try one here. Hello, K-San, you're on the air.
Hi, I was wondering, Iggy says, when things get too straight, it feels stuck on a pin.
What?
When things get too straight, it feels stuck on a pin. That's what Iggy Pop says.
Yeah, what's that mean, man?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I was wondering what gives them the feel to get up on stage and do that, you know, do punk.
You must be a Pakistani.
It's a good thing we don't know what all these English words mean, isn't it? I think. Okay, did that answer your question?
Sure.
Okay, bye.
Sure.
Hey, Sam.
Look at me, sure.
You're on the air with the Sex Pistols.
Look how I... Look how I...
Are you out there?
Why in the world?
We're way out here in Daly City. In fact, this is the Audio Freaks out in Daly City.
What's up, buddy?
Daly City.
What do you got to say?
Hey, right on punk rock and right on Sex Pistols.
Okay, buddy, you're full of but give me all.
Right
on
to you.
Right on to you, man.
Okay, next. Who are you?
How you doing?
Hello, man. Right on. How you doing, you creep?
Turn it down.
Right on and all that, you know. Oi, you a creep.
Peace and love.
What a trip. Hey. Wait a minute now. Let me get in your conversation here.
Are you with us?
Say something.
Yeah.
Where are you, man?
Yeah, I was just listening to your show on the radio, man, and...
Yeah, man.
Catching a lot of real heavy stuff on there.
Yeah, man. What are you ringing up about?
Hey, you all down there tooting or something?
You what?
No, punk rockers don't do drugs, man. Don't you know that?
No,
hey, well, man, I was
you
really
got any stuff?
You know, I didn't know what was coming up.
Okay, well, we'll catch you later, man. There's some other calls. K-San, you're on
the
air.
Hi, I just wanted to know where they got the name. Like, I mean, sex and pistols. I mean, how does
we pulled it out of Woolworths.
What? He said they pulled it out of Woolworths.
What?
We pulled it out of Woolworths.
You out of Woolworths?
Yeah.
It was on sale.
How much did you pay for it?
Fivepence.
Priceless?
That's the thing about you Americans, you can't understand English. English. I don't understand it. 5p.
Five pence.
We
five pence.
For what? You can't understand English. You deaf for what?
Hi.
Hello?
Who's that? Ricker.
Who is this?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know, I don't. Am I with the f***ing though?
All I'm supposed to know is you guys.
What?
You guys are the Sex Pistols, don't you know?
Stop acting English. Tell me what you're saying.
What?
We know you Americans can't speak English. Just speak in a normal voice and we'll do the best we can, okay? Come on.
I want to know what you guys are on.
What are you on about? We're on the radio. LSD,
man, LSD.
We're on the f***ing radio. What do you think we're on?
LSD, you big twit.
I don't believe
what are we on? What are we on?
Who are you on?
And you think we're on something, man?
Oh, no, I know you're on something.
I'm on LSD, man, on this day. I'll tell the truth.
We are on the radio. Yeah, we're all going to talk nice for a little while.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, that's close enough.
Get your together.
Hello, we're on the air.
Hi.
On the air.
Yeah. I was wondering, what did you guys do with Johnny? You got him hold prisoner somewhere?
Yeah, it's because he gets so much publicity that we've locked him away. Yeah, he gets all the publicity. We've locked him away tonight and we've come out of our closets for a little while.
Well, that's good. At least you guys can have some of the spotlight now.
That's right.
Okay, thanks for calling. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, man.
This is Fremont.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Fremont.
Hey, Fremont, are you queer?
Yeah, all I can say is f*** you guys.
Hey, f*** you, f***.
Thanks, Fremont. Okay. No hostility now.
No.
We're all friends here.
That's right, man.
I don't like these guys, and I never did. They all
f*** you, big closet.
Easy. Gosh, that you bring out such hostility in all these people. Nice. It's amazing.
Hey, come on. We're really nice. Come on.
He's a f***ing lumberjack.
Tell me about the song New York.
It's about imposters from New York. All those, like, cheap arms who call themselves poets and take themselves serious, and all they're doing is destroying music, but in a ridiculous way. They're taking it like on a serious level. At least we're destroying it practically. I want to just ruin everything.
You're so hostile. How do you maintain your hostility with all this success? I mean,
just swear all the time.
We just get our manager not to pay us any wages and we just go mad.
Oh, I bet.
Just say full of
beat nails for breakfast.
Oi. Let's have another phone call, eh?
You what?
Another phone call? Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Let's see who's out there this time.
As long as you had a perv, I don't mind talking to you.
Hello, phone call.
Hi, I was wondering if Glenn Matlock actually said that he quit the Sex Pistols because they were getting too much like the Monkees.
I tell you what, I wonder if he said that at all. No one will ever find out, will they?
But he got sacked.
He got sacked, he says. Okay?
Was that...
That was Steve.
That's what...
But did he actually say that?
I don't know.
He didn't say nothing. He had no choice. He got sacked. How many more times?
Have you guys been listening to much American radio since you've been over here?
No.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, yeah, what did the guys think of Atlanta?
Oh, it's very pervertish, nicht.
What did you think of it?
Been there. Listen, I'll do anything for two tickets.
Really? A bit of
come to the Mallorca Hotel then tonight at 12 o'clock. What's the time now?
Oh,
12
o'clock.
No, you meant the Hilton. Come to the Hilton Hotel.
The Mallorca. Yeah.
3 o'clock.
Seriously,
no,
is there any way to get a ticket?
Yeah, you just come up to room 12010, right?
If you got a big mouth, you eat.
He's kidding, folks.
Fairmont Hotel. Come to the Fairmont Hotel.
I just like to say at this point, Rory's bottling right out and going out the door.
Here's somebody else.
I'm together, honey.
Here's somebody else. Hello?
The Cosmo and Norman Willis guys. How's it going to be kissing ass for these two jerks?
What? Say again.
What was that?
The kissing ass for these two jerks on this. They're just sitting there with them.
You're not a pervert.
What up for?
My ass.
Why do you say that?
What?
Why do you say that?
Go away, you pervert.
Well, let him say it.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'll say what you gotta say.
How could you give these people so much power?
Why does it bother you so much that you make a phone call about it?
We didn't give him anything, man.
No?
No.
It's not feeding all the it's not feeding them, these two people, out of nowhere. And this station and this voice.
Yeah, wouldn't you like to be in their shoes?
No, not at all.
We've got a bed then, you twit.
Okay, bye. Hello.
Yeah, this is Joe Krabs from the group Scrotum, and I was wondering if they wanted to play a bill with me over there next time they come over here in Americasville.
You want to what?
With
you want to do what?
1950 left us a few years ago.
We'll consider that. Hello.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
There you are.
It's a girl.
I wanted to ask you something. You talked in one of your old interviews about how you dislike like established lead singers like Robert Plant and Roger Daltrey.
Who did? Are you accusing?
I'd like to know what do you think of the lead guitarists like Jimmy Page or Eric Clapton or Jeff Beck or those guys?
They're just as bad.
Sure.
Well, what do you think so?
I don't know. I still like Led Zeppelin.
Well, you go back to sleep, darling.
But I think you're pretty good.
Yeah?
I hope you do good tomorrow night. I didn't get a ticket.
Oh, well.
But I hope you do good anyway.
You can listen to it on the radio.
Hello.
Hey, you know, you guys are really a bunch of jerks, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you, man, yeah.
And what do you want to say?
I really think you're a bunch of jerks.
Yeah,
okay,
great.
Thank you. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, Modesto.
What?
From Modesto.
Okay.
We'd like to know when their next record will be out.
Well, so would I.
When we get busted.
Nope, no new records on the way yet, huh?
Nah. Are you going to do anything live ever?
I'll do something live in front of you if you want.
All right.
Okay, thanks for calling. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to say I hope the FCC isn't listening.
Me too.
Who's that?
So do we.
Who's that? Oh, who's the FCC?
That's the Federal Communications
Commission.
I'm sure
they would have been here by now.
Well, we gave a disclaimer, see, so all the little children are gone to bed, and we hope that no one gets...
Well, I give a shit anyway.
This is a sociological commentary.
Absolutely. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could ask Steve Jones something.
Go on, Steve.
Yeah, I want to know, I heard rumors that he wasn't good enough to play on a couple of songs, and they got Chris Spedding to play for him.
That's bullshit. That's so rubbish.
Oh, yeah, one more question.
What's that?
How come they didn't put Submission on the English import?
Because they wanted to sell more copies to collectors like you, you fool.
No, I didn't say that, mate. You still there?
No, he hung up on you.
Angry.
Hello, you're on the air.
I didn't say that, you twit.
Hello.
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 How are you?
What, do you want a date or what?
Turn your radio down.
Yeah, turn your radio
down.
Hey,
hey, Okay, why don't you come over here?
Where are you?
I'm over on 12th Street near California.
12th Street?
Turn your radio down.
What's your address?
Do you want to...
No good. Next line.
You gotta be more subtle. Say make love.
No. Hello?
Yes, I'd like to know if the Sex Pistols had a chance to go to the lower class neighborhoods during their tour. In San Francisco, Chinatown, or Fillmore.
Where are you now? What are you on about?
This is a lower class neighborhood.
They're not doing a goodwill tour.
No, I just want you to know, in the Rolling Stone magazine, Johnny Rotten said that he'd
you read
do
Rolling
that.
Stone? You read Rolling Stone?
If they were doing that, I'm just a kick.
Hello.
Yeah, I'd like to know, how come 5,000 people want to come and see you guys?
5,400.
5,400, who cares?
I want to know why you called.
The good bands come here, and hardly anybody goes. The Rods come here, the Jam comes here, hardly anybody goes to see them, and 5,000 people want to come in here.
Hey,
you guys, how
what bands? What bands do you like, man?
I can't hear you.
Hey?
Huh?
Wait, what bands do you like,
Are you
man?
Gonna come and see us tomorrow?
I like a lot of bands, man.
Who do you
like,
man?
I dig all these new wave bands.
Do you like Peter
Frampton? I'm into those bands, you know?
Are you gonna come and see us tomorrow?
Oh, you bet your ass.
Well, what you moaning about?
Oh, I ain't moaning about nothing. I just wanna know why you guys think you're so good.
What do you mean?
Because they sold out Winterland, that's why.
He's coming to see us.
I want
to
know why.
Because fools like you bought the tickets.
Well, come and see, man. You'll find out.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Is it Jason?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is Roberta at the hotel.
Hi, Roberta.
Hey.
Hello, Roberta. Sounds Roberta.
Sounds like a hot one.
Service, so when you come back, can you bring some food back here?
Okay, yeah, see you later on.
And liquor, too.
And liquor. Yeah. Oh, how's it going? What do you reckon of it so far? What do you reckon of it so far?
What
do you reckon of it so far?
Hysterical. You're doing really good.
Oh, great.
Yeah, tuned in on the 10th floor.
See you later on.
Hello, K-San, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sunshine.
Hello, Sunshine. It is Sunshine.
Sunshine.
I hear the bird is down.
Steve just woke up.
Hello? I want to know what you think of the Beatles.
Polish.
Oh, man, the Beatles are the best.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It don't exist. What are you talking about?
I won 2 tickets to your show on KFRC. I want to know if I can sell them back.
You big creep.
That's a 6th caller on the...
Yeah, creep.
Talking about
Bill Graham. That's what you get for listening to KFRC. KSAN, you're on the air.
Norman.
Hi.
There, Pistols.
Hello.
I'd like to know what you guys have against Pete Townsend.
He's got a big nose.
And he's too old.
That makes a lot of sense to me. Oh, and what I think one of the other callers is trying to get across is, you know, not that you aren't so good compared to the other bands, but he wants to know why you guys sell out Winterland and the other guys don't.
Oh,
you know, what makes you guys so much more popular?
Charisma.
You tell us what you think.
Talent, mate.
Okay, thanks. Hey, Sam, you're on the air.
It didn't even answer. What are you on about?
How much longer is this interview going to last?
Never!
As long as
no,
long as...
Damn!
Hearing this someone else, you silly cow.
It's 24 hours a day from now on.
When are we going to listen to some music?
No more music on K-San.
Very soon.
Yeah, you can play some music now, actually.
You're a jerk.
Yeah, we've got one about South Africa.
Yeah?
About how the blacks are repressed so bad there, and like that's not on, and they are going to rise up, and they're going to kill those people.
Play the violin in a minute.
Are you writing songs while you're going across America?
Yeah, we've got one about God, and it's a real attack. It is a real attack, and it's played to the death march.
You're on.
Yes, I was just wondering, I'm a native San Franciscan, been here all my life, I've listened to K-San since way back in KMPX days, and a different lifestyle, you know, I really don't understand the punk rock, but I really support their civil liberties to do what they want to do, even though it's not my style of music or anything.
It's very liberal of you, thank you.
And I think it's great. Can I ask you one more thing?
Yes.
Because of your kind of lust for life, you know, I love your theatrics.
That's Iggy.
No, it's not Iggy. I was just wondering if you guys would be willing not to play, but to come by in person and kind of pass some of that wisdom on to some mental health patients here in the city at Langley Porter.
Wow. I think we are. It's Jesus.
Psychiatric unit, you know, and just give them there and show them that kind of real lust you have, you know.
Just bring them by the concert tomorrow.
Oh, I can't do that. They're locked up on an inpatient ward.
Oh.
Just let them all out.
Poor
okay,
thing.
Just watch okay. language, though, okay?
Okay, thanks. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to invite Johnny Rotman from my house for dinner.
So would I, but he never comes.
He's on a bus.
He's not here yet. He took a bus. They wanted to see
America.
Oh,
Steve's back. So. Steve's back. Here he is.
I want him to come to my house for dinner.
How about Steve? Will you take Steve?
Fine. Anyone.
Okay. What's your address?
You really want it?
Yeah.
Yeah, do it, give it fast before Norman takes you off.
What's your hotel number?
1210.
I'll find the hotel.
Where are you staying? No, really, I would like to know if you're staying at the Hyatt Regency.
Or?
Yeah, no. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Or?
Or yeah. Something south of Market.
Yeah. No, Miyako, Japan.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
You stay at
St.
Fairmont.
Francis.
Guys.
The Mark Hopkins. Bye. Hello.
What are you on about?
Hi.
You're ruining our dates.
Is this Crook?
You what?
Crook.
What?
Crook, not
you
Crook.
Calling Crook.
Yeah, Crook.
Yeah. Who are you feeling you're talking to?
Crooks.
What do you guys think about crime from San Francisco?
Have you heard
of them? Who are they?
They're a band.
What about it?
What about them?
Crime does not pay.
I bet you're a geezer out of crime, ain't you?
Are you familiar with the records?
Hey?
Are you familiar with the records?
No. Who are you? What do you do in the group?
Guitar and vocals.
I thought he was a geezer out of crime. I told you, didn't I?
Why don't we go on after you guys?
After where?
At Winterland.
Yeah,
do what you like, yeah, if you want, I don't care.
We were supposed to be on the bill, but it seemed like, I don't know, like a lot of hippies are going to be there.
Yeah.
The bill could have been a lot better.
Well, you're a bunch of hippies, you should have gone down well there.
Are we?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh.
Struck.
Okay, crime, later. K-San.
Yes, I've got a question to ask the two guys there.
Okay.
I'd like to know what of the American bands, the new wave bands that they've heard that they like, if any.
I heard him mention the Ramones earlier.
Other than that?
You guys like anybody
just,
else?
Just girls.
How about the Dead Boys? You like the Dead Boys?
Just like girls.
Talking Heads.
How old are you? What do you look like? Have you got
20?
Big...
No.
Well, I like you then.
Who cares about the
if
music?
If you got hairy Jack and Danny.
Pardon?
If you got hairy Jack and Danny.
Pardon?
Hairy Jack and Danny.
It's an English expression.
You can hear that in American.
It doesn't mean anything.
It means fatty. It means...
Has something to do with cheese, I think. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I got two things to say.
Well, say them quick.
Okay, first, we're going to decorate Winterland tomorrow.
Yeah?
With what?
And second, the middle class is your biggest enemy.
Well, thanks for telling me. I'll remember that one.
Okay. Good.
See ya.
Okay, Sam.
Yeah, I'd like to know if Elvis Costello used to be in the Sex Pistols.
Yeah, so would I.
What do you want to know?
If Elvis Costello
tell
used to be in
Elvis
your band.
Costello. Hold it. Tell
no, Elvis does Quello. He's queer. And he comes around, though.
And he's got glasses.
He's got glasses with no actual glass in them. Pardon?
I heard that he helped write Did You Know Wrong.
No, it's rubbish, darling.
It's Wally.
Where do you live? Have you got a big...
Do you have a big...
Oh. Later. Hello, K-San, you're on the air.
Yeah, have you ever heard of AC/DC?
No.
Yeah, they're full of shit.
I used to be an electrician.
You play Dirty Deeds.
They're full of shit.
Yeah.